This is G-Dub Radio. What do we want in our schools?
More after school activities.
Better lunches.
Less stress.
Activity that motivate people.
School spirit.
The best teacher.
More funding for school.
More language classes.
More resources.
More counselors.
Enthusiastic teachers.
Education.
Hey guys, my name is Jasmine, and you might have heard me before in an earlier episode. Earlier on G-Dub Radio, Sabria's story made me think of all the differences about private and public schools. I myself went to a charter school from the second grade to the eighth grade. The environment I was in was totally different. I went to a K-8 charter school near me called Wessel Lane Charter School, and there were strict rules for uniform. They had better resources for academic activities, but most important, all the students there were mainly African American. In the public school I'm in right now, which is George Washington, there's a huge amount of diversity here. And to be honest, the first white student I saw was ninth grade. The diversity here in George Washington, there's all sorts of nationalities like Russians, Indians, and the list goes on and on. What I don't understand, when I'm talking about race and nationality, why do people assume that they know your racial identity simply by the way you look? Here in the United States, they count me as African American. My parents wasn't born in Africa, and I was born in America. I'm Haitian American, French, and Puerto Rican. One of my friends told me that I'm African American, and I told her that I'm Haitian American. She immediately told me that I was wrong, but I argued with her saying I'm not. This leads me to the question, why do people label black/brown skin tones as an African American? Perhaps it's easier for them to look at the person, assume that they are. Perhaps they want to be politically correct. On the Common App for College Admissions, it says check all that applies for race. So I looked at the options and it says black/African-American, Asian/Hispanic/Latino, Alaskan/Pacific Islander, and white. I didn't like that I have to select their boxes and to self-identify myself as being who I am. On other forms of tests that I had to take, I was only given the option to select one box. What if you're both? I don't like that you have to be one or the other for statistics. Another example of where checkboxes for identity exist is the U.S. Census. Only since 2000, people can now check then only one box. Why wasn't it affected before? People can think what they want, but I know I'm mixed and I'm proud of it. Overall, from my opinion on identity, people shouldn't make assumptions about how someone identify themselves based on their looks. They should get to know the person first. Having checkboxes hides how you want to identify your own nationality or race. Students like me want to express themselves and be proud for who they are. This is G-Dub Radio. My name is Jasmine, and I'll see y'all when I'm older. Mm-mm.